Today is the 23rd day of September. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today as we reach the conclusion of another one of our weeks together and continue our journey forward together. Our journey has been leading us through the book of Isaiah. And at this point, we're kind of about three quarters of the way through the book of Isaiah. And so that's where our next step will be coming from today. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 17 through 43, verse 13. The poor and the needy seek water, but there is none. Their tongues are parched with thirst. I will answer them. I am the Lord, the God of Israel. I will not abandon them. I will open rivers on the barren heights and springs in the middle of the plains. I will turn the desert into a pool and dry land into springs. I will plant cedar, acacia, myrtle, and olive trees in the wilderness. I will put juniper, elm, and cypress trees together in the desert so that all may see and know, consider and understand that the hand of the Lord has done this. The Holy One of Israel has created it. Submit your case, says the Lord. Present your arguments, says Jacob's king. Let them come and tell us what will happen. Tell us the past events, so that we may reflect on them and know the outcome, or tell us the future. Tell us the coming events. Then we will know that you are gods. Indeed, do something, good or bad. Then we will be in awe when we see it. Look, you are nothing, and your work is worthless. Anyone who chooses you is detestable. I have stirred up one from the north, and he has come. One from the east who invokes my name. He will march over rulers as if they were mud, like a potter who treads the clay. Who told about this from the beginning, so that we might know, and from times past, so that we might say, he is right? No one announced it. No one told it. No one heard your words. I was the first to say to Zion, look, here they are. And I gave Jerusalem a herald with good news. When I look, there is no one. There is no counselor among them. When I ask them, they have nothing to say. Look, all of them are a delusion. Their works are non-existent. Their images are wind and emptiness. This is my servant. I strengthen him. This is my chosen one. I delight in him. I have put my spirit on him. He will bring justice to the nations. He will not cry out or shout or make his voice heard in the streets. He will not break a bruised reed, and he will not put out a smoldering wick. He will faithfully bring justice. He will not grow weak or be discouraged until he has established justice on earth. The coasts and islands will wait for his instruction. This is what God, the Lord, says, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk on it. I am the Lord. I have called you for a righteous purpose, and I will hold you by your hand. I will watch over you, and I will appoint you to be a covenant for the people and a light to the nations, in order to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the dungeon and those sitting in darkness from the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and I will not give my glory to another or my praise to idols. The past events have indeed happened. Now I declare new events. I announce them to you before they occur. Sing a new song to the Lord. Sing his praise from the ends of the earth, you who go down to the sea with all that fills it, you coasts and islands with your inhabitants. Let the desert and its cities shout, The settlements where Kedar dwells cry aloud. Let the inhabitants of Selah sing for joy. Let them cry out from the mountaintops. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare his praise in the coasts and islands. The Lord advances like a warrior. He stirs up his zeal like a soldier. He shouts. He roars aloud. He prevails over his enemies. I have kept silent from ages past. I have been quiet and restrained myself. But now I will groan like a woman in labor, gasping breathlessly. I will lay waste mountains and hills and dry up all their vegetation. I will turn rivers into islands and dry up marshes. I will lead the blind by a way they did not know. I will guide them on paths they have not known. I will turn darkness to light in front of them, and rough places into level ground. This is what I will do for them, and I will not abandon them. They will be turned back and utterly ashamed. Those who trust in an idol and say to a cast image, "You are our gods." Listen, you deaf. Look, you blind, so that you may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf like my messenger I am sending? Who is blind like my dedicated one, or blind like the servant of the Lord? Though seeing many things, you pay no attention. Though his ears are open, he does not listen. Because of his righteousness, the Lord was pleased to magnify his instruction and make it glorious. But this is a people plundered and looted, all of them trapped in holes or imprisoned in dungeons. They have become plunder, with no one to rescue them, and loot with no one saying, "Give it back." Who among you will hear this? Let him listen and obey in the future. Who gave Jacob to the robber and Israel to the plunderers? Was it not the Lord? Have we not sinned against him? They were not willing to walk in his ways, and they would not listen to his instruction. So he poured out his furious anger and the power of war on Jacob. It surrounded him with fire, but he did not know it. It burned him, but he did not take it to heart. Now this is what the Lord says. The one who created you, Jacob, and the one who formed you, Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and the rivers will not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, and the flame will not burn you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, and your Savior. I have given Egypt as a ransom for you, Cush and Seba in your place. Because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, and nations instead of your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, "Give them up," and to the south, "Do not hold them back." Bring my sons from far away and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who bears my name and is created for my glory, I have formed them. Indeed, I have made them. Bring out a people who are blind yet have eyes, and are deaf yet have ears. All the nations are gathered together, and the peoples are assembled. Who among them can declare this and tell us the former things? Let them present their witnesses to vindicate themselves, so that people may hear and say, "It is true." You are my witnesses. This is the Lord's declaration, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. No god was formed before me, and there will be none after me. I am the Lord. Besides me, there is no Savior. I alone declared, saved, and proclaimed, and not some foreign god among you. So you are my witnesses. This is the Lord's declaration. And and I am God. Also from today on, I am He alone, and none can rescue from my power. I act, and who can reverse it? Ephesians 2. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you previously walked according to the ways of this world, according to the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit now working in the disobedient. We too all previously lived among them in our fleshly desires, carrying out the inclinations of our flesh and thoughts. And we were by nature children under wrath, as the others were also. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love that He had for us, made us alive with Christ, even though we were dead in trespasses. You are saved by grace. He also raised us up with Him and seated us with Him in the heavens in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages, He might display the immeasurable riches of His grace through His kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For you are saved by grace through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is God's gift, not from works, so that no one can boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared ahead of time for us to do. So then, remember that at one time you were Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcised by those called the circumcised, which is done in the flesh by human hands. At that time you were without Christ, excluded from the citizenship of Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For He is our peace, who made both groups one and tore down the dividing wall of hostility. In His flesh, He made of no effect the law consisting of commands and expressed in regulations, so that He might create in Himself one new man from the two, resulting in peace. He did this so that He might reconcile both to God in one body through the cross, by which He put the hostility to death. He came and proclaimed the good news of peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through Him we both have access in one Spirit to the Father. So then, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus Himself as the cornerstone. In Him, the whole building, being put together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In Him, you are also being built together for God's dwelling in the Spirit. Psalm 67. All will praise God. For the choir director, with stringed instruments, a psalm, a song. May God be gracious to us and bless us. May He make His face shine upon us, Selah, so that your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations rejoice and shout for joy, for you judge the peoples with fairness and lead the nations on earth, Selah. Let the peoples praise you, God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has produced its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. God will bless us. and all the ends of the earth will fear him. Proverbs 23, 29 through 35. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has conflicts? Who has complaints? Who has wounds for no reason? Who has red eyes? Those who linger over wine. Those who go looking for mixed wine. Don't gaze at wine because it is red, because it gleams in the cup and goes down smoothly. In the end, it bites like a snake and stings like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things and you will say absurd things. You'll be like someone sleeping out at sea or lying down on the top of a ship's mast. They struck me, but I feel no pain. They beat me, but I didn't know it. When will I wake up? I'll look for another drink. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for another week. We thank you that as these weeks go by and accumulate into months, and these months accumulate into seasons and years, that you are faithful. You have been so patient and loyal to us, even in all of our shortcomings, our missteps, our mistakes, the ways that we haven't honored you, the ways that we haven't brought honor to your name through our lives, but rather heaped garbage through the examples of some of our decisions. You have been patient. You have been kind. You have always hoped in what we could be, in what you created us to be, and you've patiently walked with us. We are grateful and we express that. We are grateful to you, and we open our hearts to you and invite you to continue to transform us from within as we collaborate with you by surrender. We pray this in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
Hello, this is Sandy from Simcoe, Ontario. I haven't called you for a while. I've been listening for about 9 years. I've shared this app with many of my friends up here. I would like you to pray for Jennifer and her family. Jennifer is my friend. Her daughter is 21. 3 weeks ago, her daughter was helping a friend who just got out of jail. And when my friend Jennifer and the whole family was in the car, this person pulled out a gun and shot my friend Jennifer's daughter, who was 21, in the neck in front of them. Blood went everywhere. And they took her to the hospital. They airlifted her, and she's still in a coma. It's been 3 weeks. She has slightly opened her eyes, but they say there is not much hope for her. Jennifer and her family are slightly Catholic, but they are not believers. It's very hard for me to know what to say to her except to pray. So would you all please pray? The girl's name is Hope. She's 21 and she's still in the hospital, like I said, and she's still not moving at all. Thank you very much.
Hi, everyone. It's Christy in Kentucky. Brian, thank you for your commentary on this September 18th. We walk by faith and not by sight. We cannot merely just read the Word of God. We have to have a personal relationship with Him and trust Him. Father, we love you and we praise you, Jesus. And it is so hard sometimes to walk by faith and not by sight, because if we walk by sight, Lord, we would all be falling desperately and failing. But Father, in this tapestry of life that you've given to us, where there is grief and yet joy all mixed together in life, Lord, let us know that you are our hope and that we can trust in you in all things. Father, we rejoice with those that are rejoicing, Father, and we grieve with those that are grieving. Father, we are walking alongside our brothers and sisters who are fighting diseases, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you that you're our healer and that you're our provider. We love you, Father God, and we trust you. Strengthen us, Jesus. Strengthen us, we pray. In your precious name, amen. I wanted to give a shout out to Angel in Training in Lexington, Kentucky, and tell you, sister, we need to connect somehow, as I also am in Lexington, and I would love to meet you. All right, everyone. I pray each of you are having a most blessed and lovely day.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. My name is Amanda, and this is the first time I'm calling on this line. I come to you today to ask for prayer for a family in my daughter's school. Their 17-year-old son was in a car wreck and passed away this weekend. His sister is in my daughter's grave. My daughter's friends with this family, both of them, the sister and the boy who passed. She spent time, weekends away with them, hanging out. I ask that you please cover this family in prayer. I cannot imagine the heartbreak, the sadness, the anger, the frustration that this family is going through right now. I ask his community that we cover them. We cover them in prayer, and we ask the Lord to be with them as they take these steps in the coming days of dealing with their tragic loss. And also all the students in the school as they work through the emotions of losing a classmate. Thank you. I love you all, and have a blessed day.
Hi, family. It's Beloved in Bakersfield. I'm just calling with a prayer request for a dear friend of mine. Her name is Caitlin. Her sister, Courtney, just overdosed last night. They found benzos, and it was a fentanyl overdose, but they found benzos and marijuana in her system, too. So would you just come alongside with me as we pray? Heavenly Father, we praise you for Courtney's life. We thank you for sparing her and keeping her here a little while longer. Father, we just ask that you would be drawing her near to you as she is in the hospital, that she would encounter you, that she would submit her life to you, that she would release whatever guilt, shame, sin, is just keeping her apart from you, Lord. Would you just meet her? May she see your face and just humbly submit her life before you. May she see what path she's on is just going to lead to death. And may she just accept your grace and mercy and your death on the cross for her, and know that she is loved and cared for deeply, and that her sin is paid for. May she have no more shame. May she walk in your peace, and may you just comfort her family through this time. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for just pursuing each one of us. You are a good God, and we trust you, Lord.